Jerry Springer, how are you, sir?
I am fine. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back on the show. I am very excited to find out, and I got to be honest with you, Jerry, because the last time we had you on the show, which has to be some years ago now, I said to you, how much longer are you going to do this show? And you said to me, God, I hope not much longer. So I was very excited to find out that you were actually still doing the show.
Yeah, we're now 26th year now, and I did let NBC Universal know that I will be stopping when I'm 104. Because I want to be able to enjoy my retirement.
My God.
I have no plans to stop. I'm lucky. I don't need to make a living anymore, but it's just fun to do. Honestly, I can't even come up with another conceivable reason why I would still do it. It's just fun.
It's got to be a ball, and you know, and here's more important, and I wonder if you've had this realization yet, that long after you're gone, when you're 132, you will go down in history as a TV icon. I mean, you're up there with Carson and certainly Oprah, who is one of your contemporaries. But I mean, for long after you're gone, people will talk about you.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. I want to publicly apologize. I've ruined the culture.
No,
the reason the show lasts. Look, I don't have any particular talents. I realize that. The show lasts because it's just so crazy. It has a niche, and no one else really goes there. And so therefore, we kind of own this little piece of real estate, and that's why it stays on the air. It also appeals to young people. And each year, you suddenly have a new group of young people that are suddenly old enough to watch, you know, the giggle factor and all that. And so we keep getting a new audience. And I think that's why it has longevity.
What is the shocking thing now? Because like in 2016, I remember when I was a kid and Donahue used to put gay people on TV, and you go, "Oh my God, that guy's gay." Now in 2016, how do you shock people anymore?
Well, I think it's the personality of the guests. I don't think it really is the shock factor. Maybe in the beginning, the early years, we weren't used to seeing that stuff on television. But now, of course, with social media, what is ever on television that you don't already see on your kid's Facebook every day? So it isn't the shock that gets people watching. It's literally the personality of these guests. And obviously, these people aren't known. They're not famous. It is just their personality, and that we are social beings, and we have always throughout history been fascinated by human behavior. And so when we see this and we see how they react to it, you know, that gets us watching. I think that's what the issue is. It's not shock anymore.
We also like to watch people beat each other up.
Yeah, I can tell you certainly what's shocking is
you
when
like politics, do you?
When a midget with no arms or legs comes rolling out to fight somebody,
yeah,
that's shocking.
That is shocking. But seriously, what's more surprising, that Jerry, that your show is still so popular, or that Steve still has a show?
Yeah. No, Steve's great, and we produce his show. So it's just like Oprah begat Dr. Phil.
Sure.
I begat Steve.
Oh, man.
Day of the, yeah.
You should start your own network. I'd watch the Jerry Springer Network. Let me tell you that.
All Jerry, all the time. Yeah, what? Trump will have one, and I'll have another.
Who are you voting for?
Oh, Hillary.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's not close.
Even with all that. Oh, forget it. I don't care. I'm not going to get into it.
I love America, but go ahead.
You still live in Sarasota?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going down tomorrow, in fact.
How often are you down here?
Oh, yeah. We've lived there for 20 years.
Yeah, I know, but I hung out with Brian Johnson. I've been in this market forever. We never see you. We never run into you. You got to come over here now, or we got to go over there or do something together.
Watched, and whenever you're close by, we go back indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're, as I said, we've lived there for 20 years. We love it. It's my one area where my family can kind of escape in terms of, I don't do anything public down there because I'm so public every place else that I want to know that when we go home, I can just be with the family. We're really home. And so, you know, we on purpose are pretty private people. So.
Well, good. Good for you. You deserve that. You certainly have put your time in. The show is still going strong. Weekdays at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Two goddamn times a day on More TV 32 here in the Tampa Bay area and, of course, around the world. I will let you know, though, if you're down here for the holidays on December 21st, we're going to be at McCurdy's Comedy Theater doing our charity gig, right? If you want to come by, we'll send a limo out there to pick you up.
Good for you, the 21st.
December. And listen, I appreciate your privacy down there, but we like having you in the area. And really, you certainly are a television icon, and I'm glad that you still have fun doing the show, because that's pretty much when it's over, when it stops being fun.
You're right. Mm. Oh, you guys are great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll see you around. All right, buddy. There you go. Great Jerry Springer.